A glimmering blue streak rocketed through the air above Megalopolis, weaving between skyscrapers, ducking below streams of flying hover pods, and blasting through holographic advertisements, just for fun. Excitement spread throughout the city as ordinary citizens identified the flying object overhead.
"Hey, look, it's Shiro and Kelly," said a man selling digital tacos on a street corner.
He waved up at the sky to greet the famous duo.
"Shiro and Kelly,"
an old woman on a park bench chuckled as she adjusted her cyber goggles.
"Off on another exciting adventure, I bet."
"I wish I had a super bot," said a kid staring out the window while feeding his dead goldfish.
Before long, Shiro Hanayama and his robot best friend slash tutor slash bodyguard, Kelly, reached their destination, the Hanayama Robotics Corporation. A 200-story building covered in lush bioluminescent greenery, which towered over the sprawling cityscape that had once been known as Los Angeles. A landing pad extended from the building, and Kelly touched down gently in the center. Shiro climbed out from inside the robot, yawned, and brushed the jet black hair from his forehead. He was pale and chubby, but had his father's handsome features and his mother's fierce, intelligent eyes. He wore a flight suit with a helmet, bright pink sneakers, and a backpack. Shiro stretched his arms over his head.
It's getting tight in there.
"If you don't like it," replied Kelly, "stop growing."
Kelly adjusted her configuration. In flight mode, she resembled a squid, five thin arms positioned at the bottom of her squat, egg-shaped body, ionic thrusters blasting from the tip of each three-pronged claw. In casual mode, four of her limbs reconfigured into more traditional arm and leg positions, while the fifth moved around according to her mood. Sometimes it sat coiled atop her head like hair. Sometimes it swished behind her back like a tail, and sometimes it moved to the front of her body to assist with tasks that required three hands. Kelly's limbs were dark and dull in color, but her body was iridescent, like the glimmering wings of a blue butterfly. She was built from indestructible bioengineered materials, covered in armored scales, like a pineapple, immune to microwave attacks, and completely bulletproof, unlike a pineapple. A series of quantum processors gave her the capacity for independent thought. She was bubbly, funny, and kind, with an IQ of 250. Kelly was famously considered to be the most advanced robot on Earth. Her groundbreaking technology was highly coveted by government spies and rival corporations. But despite their best efforts, the Superbot's mysterious power source remained top secret. Shiro's mom, Professor Hanayama, had designed Kelly to help care for and protect her son. The professor was tall and thin, with big penetrating eyes, a small mouth, and an asymmetrical haircut that had been dyed snow white. She always dressed in gray from head to toe, with a single fresh-cut flower tucked into her lapel for a touch of color. Professor Hanayama ran one of the largest corporations in the solar system, leading the innovation of bioquantum technology and working tirelessly to protect what little remained of Earth's natural resources. It was a very demanding job, which meant she didn't get to spend much time with Shiro. They had planned to have breakfast together before she left for work that morning, but Shiro had overslept. Again. When Professor Hanayama noticed her son and his robot outside her office on the landing pad, she paused her presentation and glowered at them through the window. Shiro pleaded with his hands, miming an apology. His mother turned back to the national ambassadors gathered around the table in the conference room, excused herself, and stepped outside.
"Good morning, Professor," Kelly said, bowing.
"Good morning, Kelly,"
said Professor Hanayama as she gave Shiro an angry hug.
"Good morning, Mom,"
Shiro mumbled with his face smushed against her chest.
"It would have been a better morning if you had shown up for breakfast like we'd planned."
"Ow, Mom, you're squeezing too tight."
Professor Hanayama let go, and Shiro breathed a sigh of relief.
"I'm really sorry. I was up late, and I couldn't find my new sneakers this morning, and..."
"Save it, Shiro," said Professor Hanayama. "I'm giving you one last chance. But if you dare break your poor mother's heart again tomorrow, I swear I will send you to the Mars colony to live with your father."
"But the only reason I..."
"I don't have time for more excuses." Professor Hanayama adjusted the orchid in her lapel and walked back inside.
"You should have woken me up,"
Shiro muttered under his breath.
"You made me pinky promise not to,"
Kelly protested.
"I believe your exact words were, I don't need you to babysit me. I can take care of myself."